Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to IIFL Securities Limited Q1 FY23 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to the management. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you and good afternoon, friends. Thank you for joining the Q1 FY23 analyst call for IIFL Securities. I hope all your near and dear ones continue to remain safe and healthy. I'm accompanied by Ronak Dandi, who's the CFO, and Anup Varghese, who looks after investor relationships. We are passing through interesting times. Heightened geopolitical tensions across Russia-Ukraine conflict has created uncertainties. It has also sent all the commodity prices, especially crude, soaring. In the recent past, we have seen some softening of the commodity prices, but still, crude remains at elevated levels. Thanks to this, annual inflation rates has reached 7.8% in April 2022, highest since May 2014. Consequently, not only Indian markets, but global markets have remained choppy and volatile and are likely to remain volatile throughout the year. Central bankers across the globe, not only in India, are taking steps by increasing interest rates to rein the inflation. Coming to our results for the June quarter, revenues for the quarter was 295 crores, up 10% on a year-on-year basis and down 19% on a quarter-on-quarter basis. If you look at the year-on-year basis, then brokerage income has increased 12%. It was about 145 crores. It is 145 crores for this quarter versus 129 crores for the last year same quarter. Investment banking has increased 28% to 29 crores in this quarter versus 23.25 in Q1 FY22. Distribution income has decreased by 17% on year-on-year basis, which was about 40 crores in this quarter versus 49 crores for the Q1 FY22. The reason for the decrease in FPD income is because last year we had I think a public issue of NCDs where we garnered good subscriptions. Coming to quarter-on-quarter numbers, brokerage income has decreased 20% on a quarter-on-quarter basis. Last quarter, the Q4 FY22, we had a brokerage income of 156 crores. Investment banking has fallen sharply by almost 55%. Because if you remember, Q1 of calendar 2022 was quite prolific in deal making, and we had almost 66 crores of investment banking income, and that has fallen to close to about 30 crores in this quarter. Again, distribution income has decreased 28% on a quarter-on-quarter basis to 40 crores, which was 56 crores for the fourth quarter Q4 FY22, and that is primarily because the JFM quarter has always remained good for a distribution product, especially insurance. Now coming to other income. Other income for this quarter was 3.2 crores, which is down both on year-on-year basis and quarter-on-quarter basis. The key driver for the decrease in this other income is because of the loss, mark-to-market loss on shares of BSE. Coming to expenses, I think our expenses have risen faster than our income, and that is the reason why we are seeing margin shrinking and decline in profits. The key drivers of this increase in expenses were employee costs. Employee cost has risen almost 31% on a year-on-year basis, primarily because of increase in headcount. The number of headcount has increased also because of variable pay. Coming to quarter-on-quarter basis, it is down 10% on a quarter-on-quarter basis, primarily because the previous quarter we had a larger variable pay provisions. Total number of employees as we speak is now 2,500, which was last year about 2,136. Coming to finance cost. Finance cost is up 18.68 crores, up 2% quarter-on-quarter, 40% year-on-year, and that is primarily because of increased borrowings because of our growth in our margin trading book. admin cost. Admin cost is now 55.9 crores, which is down 14% quarter-on-quarter, but increased by 37% on year-on-year basis. And that is primarily because of our increased spend in technology lead generation as well as some brokerage pass out. Some housekeeping numbers. Our assets under management and custody is 1,12,000 crores. Decrease is because of mark-to-market movements in equity assets. Total turnover for this first quarter was 1,26,700 crores, which was about 1,485 crores in cash, 1,25,000 crores in derivative segment. And last quarter, that is Q4 FY22, was 1,11,535 crores, which was 1,884 crores in cash and about 1,09,651 crores in derivative segment. I'll start from admin cost. Admin cost was down 14% quarter-on-quarter and up 37% year-on-year, primarily because of increase in sub-brokerage payout as well as increased spending in technology and lead generation and advertisement. Finance, and then our assets under management and custody, 1,12,000 crores approximately. The fall is because of market movement, because of the fall in the market. This total turnover for this quarter is 1,26,700 crores, which is 1,485 in cash and 1,25,215 crores in derivatives. Corresponding figures for the previous quarter was 1,11,535, which was 1,884 crores in cash and 1,09,651 crores in derivatives segment. We continue to leverage and continue to invest in technology because we think that's a key differentiator in the days to come, and there you need to invest in technology to for a better customer experience and trade experience. We acquired 1,63,000 per client in the previous quarter. There has been some decrease, which is in line with the broader market also. With this, I come to the end of my talk, and we'll be more than willing to answer any questions that you have. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one now. You may press star and one to ask a question. The first question is from the line of Mudita Nahar from Abacus AMC. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Just one question. So margins have been impacted in this quarter. Do I understand because of the top line impact and rising expenses? But going forward, what can on steady state basis, what can we expect on the margin front, sir?
See, actually, what you say is correct, because last quarter we had a significant impact because of both increase in employee costs as well as admin costs. So, we will take steps to improve the margins for the days to come. So, I hope that in the next this coming quarter, we should see an improvement.
So what would be the strategy going forward to do that, sir? Is there any change in the strategy from our end?
Actually, it is very difficult to have a dramatic change in strategy on a quarter-on-quarter basis. So, because if you see the costing now, we have added manpower. So we have the increase in manpower cost is because of both because of actual number increase, headcount increase, as well as because last quarter there was a variable pay, last quarter there was an annual increment also, and the reason we have to be generous with the annual increment is simply because we are coming off a bull market and people's expectations are high, and plus there was a variable payout also. So because of all this combination, we have seen this increase. So it is very depth and investments in both technology and manpower is needed for the long-term steady state basis. So I can't make a commitment saying that we'll cut cost dramatically here. But obviously, we have to improve productivity. So we are taking steps towards that.
No, sir, on the top line basis, like for increasing the revenue, is there any strategy that we are going to do it?
See, we'll continue to acquire more customers and try to cross-sell more and hope that investment banking pipeline picks up. We have a healthy pipeline, and conditions improve, then we should consume it from deals, so that will also add a kicker.
Okay, sir. So on steady state basis, can we like close the year end by like a 40% margin, or how would you see that, sir? EBITDA margin?
Last year we had a big kicker from investment banking because we had record year in investment banking. So that is highly profitable business. So that if the market conditions improve and things investment banking income picks up, so then we should see a reversal of improvement in margins.
Okay. Okay, sir.
Thank you.
That's it from my side, sir. Thanks.
Thank you. Reminder to the participants to press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Kajal from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello, hi, sir. Good afternoon. Sir,
Good afternoon.
Hi. Sir, two things. One is, have you gained market share in cash in spite of decline ADTO that is there? And second is, in terms of customer acquisition, now how much share you are seeing on the new customers and new plan and old plan? And whether, how much is happening digitally? Digitally meaning without any manual assistance or something like that.
Okay. To answer your question on the market share basis, on an F&O basis, on a fully direct, full market basis, not only retail, we have managed to increase some market share. So 1.15% has become 1.18%. In the cash segment, we have seen marginal decline in our market share. We are now at 2.6%. That was about 2.9% in the previous quarter. And that is primarily because of some loss of market share in the institutional segment. Coming to other question about customer acquisition, we make efforts to increase customers, but we want to optimize the cost of customer acquisition. So, and my guess is that, I don't have the exact figure, but approximately 60%, 70% of the customers are absolutely do it yourself without any human intervention of the acquisition.
Okay. Out of the 100% that you acquire, 70% must be doing do-it-yourself way for account opening.
Okay. You're talking about brokerage plan. My guess is that, this I'm talking about the customers who get onboarded completely digitally without any human intervention. Now, coming to the brokerage plan, my guess is that 90% of the brokerage will be on the discount plan. That is a flat brokerage plan.
90% of new customers will be under that plan.
Yes.
Coming under that plan.
Yes, but I'll check and get back to you. I think my guess is that much, but I'll get back to the exact numbers. I have your email, I'll send it to you.
Yes, sir. Okay, fine. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone phone. You may press star and one to ask a question.
Actually, we can end it. So, thank you so much. We are always available. So anybody has any questions, please feel free to send at investor.relations@ifl.com and we'll be more than happy to answer all your questions. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. On behalf of IIFL Securities Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your line.